Expand 500 rupees per month cash transfer to poor non-farmer and urban households. Professor Santosh Mahrotra at Impri hashtag web policy talk. Arjun Kumar and Ritika Gupta. Delivering a special lecture organized by Center for Work and Welfare, CWW, at Impact and Policy Research Institute, IMPRI, on labor, employment and pandemic, policy suggestions and way forward for Budget 2021. Professor Santosh Mahrotra, read Professor JNU. Observed that the fiscal stimulus provided by the government post-lockdown was severely inadequate. It was only a fraction of what was provided post the 2008 global financial meltdown, where the effects on the economy were comparatively mediocre, he maintains. Special lecture by Professor Santosh Mahrotra on labor, employment and pandemic. Special lecture by Professor Santosh Mahrotra on labor, employment and pandemic. Professor Mahrotra stated that while going into the ill-planned lockdown, India already had about 280 million unemployed people. He added that the growth rate of the country was falling quarter by quarter since 2016 and had hit a dismal low of 4.1% in early 2020. The lockdown imposed in March, which is touted as the most stringent in the world by various reports, skyrocketed India's unemployment rates and contracted the growth rate lower than any other G20 country, he added. To revive India's growth story and to cash in on our rapidly closing demographic dividend window, Professor Mahrotra postulated four essential features that must be included in the Budget 2021. This includes an increased expenditure in infrastructure and the health sector and an urban employment guarantee. The fourth most significant measure, according to him, is a minimum income guarantee of 500 rupees per month to the poor households. He adds that this could be done as a substitute to the PM Kisan scheme, where the benefits would be extended not just to the owner cultivators but also the tenant farmers, landless laborers and the rural and urban poor. The beneficiaries should be identified using the socio-economic caste census, SECC, data. This will cost the exchequer only about 10,000 crores more than the expenditure on PM Kisan, estimates Mr. Mahrotra. Professor Dev Nathan dwelled upon the issues in the political economy. He highlighted how there is a historical disparity whereby the focus has been on the hyperscale sector and the rural sector has been given very little. Panelist Professor Sarthi Acharya, Managing Editor of Indian Journal of Labour Economics, IJLE, highlighted the structural inefficiencies that existed in the economy since 1990s, which has exasperated the effects of the pandemic. He batted for long-term industrial and agricultural policies and focus on small and medium enterprises and value-added exports. He also mooted the need for restarting the five-year planning model, which was also corroborated by Professor Mahrotra. Panelist Dr. Amrita Pillai, Research Fellow at NIPF, suggested measures that need to be included in the Budget 2021 to give a push to the MSME sector. This included a direct support scheme, extending the Emergency Credit Line Guarantee Scheme, ICRLS, and reviewing the compliance requirements for MSMEs to promote ease of doing business. The special lecture was organized by the Impact and Policy Research Institute, IMPRI, New Delhi, on the 9th of January 2021. The session was chaired by Professor Dev Nathan and moderated by Professor Utpal Kumar De, professor at NEHU. The other participants included Professor Abdul Wadud, Professor of Rajshahi University, Bangladesh, and Professor Elias Hussain from Bangladesh. Acknowledgements: Nikhil Jacob, based in Goa, is a research intern at Impact and Policy Research Institute, IMPRI, New Delhi, and is pursuing postgraduate diploma in Environmental Law and Policy from the National Law University, Delhi. YouTube video for labor, employment and pandemic. Policy suggestions and way forward for Budget 2021. Event page. Picture courtesy, The New Indian Express.